Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 22. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht es fantastisch. Danke, Marc. Und dir?
Mir geht's sehr gut. Viel besser, danke.
Das ist schön zu hören.
Okay, so Andrea, what we got coming up in this episode?
Today we are talking about separable verbs. Now, before you say, oh no, I know everything about separable verbs.
I would never claim to know everything about anything to do with German.
We're looking at a specific group of separable verbs that is surrounded by a lot of confusion also from native speakers. So I thought it was worth looking at these. See how they behave in sentences, etc.
Okay, do you want to go into more detail just now, or will we get on with the lesson?
I thought we would just get on with it.
Sounds good. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
So today we are going to look at separable verbs, and it's a specific group of separable verbs that we're looking at today. And the prefixes for these separable verbs are vorbei, so past, weiter, further, zurück, back, and weg, away.
Okay, so they've all got something to do with movement, I guess.
That's correct, yes. So we can attach these prefixes to verbs that show us movement.
Okay. Separable verbs in general is something that we've done before. We've looked at these in many occasions over the life of Coffee Break German.
Yes, that's true. So can you tell me something about them?
Well, basically, a separable verb is where you've got a preposition, or not always a preposition, like some kind of prefix that can be separated when the verb is conjugated. So, for example, einkaufen.
Einkaufen is a very good example. And we have the verb kaufen.
Yeah, to buy.
To buy. And then we have ein, our prefix. And what does einkaufen mean?
It's like to shop.
Exactly. So we see here that there is maybe a similarity in meaning, but the meaning is changed with the prefix that goes in front of the verb that we already know. Okay? So what happens to einkaufen if it's in a sentence? So, for example, I'll give you the sentence. Stephanie shops for her birthday party.
So, Stephanie, then we're going to take the ein auf off of the verb and put that way to the end. So, Stephanie kauft for her birthday party, you said?
Yeah.
Für ihr Geburtstagsfest ein.
Genau, sehr gut. So, the ein is at the end of the sentence or the clause. That's very, very good. Okay?
So that's in the present. But when we have a perfect tense, for example, then something different happens. We have to add in a little extra thing in the middle of the verb.
Yes, so that's very interesting. Because if we have the present perfect, then they don't split to opposite ends of the sentence. But they split a little bit because we need to make the past participle out of kaufen, so gekauft, and then the prefix just goes before the dege, eingekauft.
Yep.
Yeah. This also happens when we use the plusquamperfect or the pluperfect, as you call it.
Yep. Okay, that's fine.
And what happens when we use modal verbs or the future tense with werden?
Well, in that situation, I think we just keep the separable verb together. We don't separate it.
That's correct. So nothing changes, yeah? For example, we look at Stephanie. She has to shop for her birthday party. Stephanie muss für ihr Geburtstagsfest einkaufen.
Yeah, so she has to buy for her birthday. And if she is going to buy for her birthday in the future, Stephanie wird für ihr Geburtstagsfest einkaufen.
Genau, sehr gut, perfekt.
So what's the difference with these verbs that we're looking at today? In what way are they different from any other separable verb?
Yes, so the difference is that these prefixes that we're looking at today are adverbs. Yeah, vorbei, weiter, zurück und weg. And the rules for these have changed over the years. And so my generations, I'm now in my mid-40s, I was already at the end of school when the rules began to change, okay. You know? And so there is now a whole generation of people who, you know, are a bit confused about all this. And then there is a generation of my mother who says, well, I'm not doing this new stuff. Yeah. So our learners will come across a variety of ways how these verbs are used. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to look at this in a bit more detail and, you know, show how they are really used.
Okay, that sounds interesting. Let's find out more about these then.
So let's look at vorbei. That's our first adverb that we use as a prefix, vorbei. And it means past. So zum Beispiel, ich gehe am Kino vorbei. Yeah, so I go past the Kino, and we can attach this to different verbs. As you said, verbs that have movement, so from A to B. For example, fahren oder gehen. Or do you know any other ones, Mark?
Well, I suppose we could be running, rennen, or, I don't know, swimming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, schwimmen, so vorbei schwimmen. Yeah, or anything really. Rodeln. I was thinking of rodeln. Do you know what rodeln means?
Well, that's something to do with winter sports, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Tobogganing?
Yes, very good. So rodeln is tobogganing, yeah. Swiss people also use the word schlitteln, yeah, instead of rodeln.
Like sledging?
Yes, so it could be really any of these verbs where you start somewhere and you end up somewhere else.
Okay.
Super. So we have vorbei. And for example, we have Fritz. And he is in his car or on a bicycle. And he is am Kino vorbeigefahren. So Fritz ist am Kino vorbeigefahren.
Okay, so that would be Fritz drove past the cinema. Fritz ist am Kino vorbeigefahren.
Genau, das ist richtig. So what do you think, Mark? Is it one word or two words, vorbeigefahren?
The way you're saying it sounds as if it's like one word, vorbeigefahren. You're running it all together.
That's very good. Okay. So, and this is the new rule. It's now one, I mean, it's not new word, it's rule. It's 30 years old rule.
Okay.
But it's one word. That's correct. So vorbeifahren is one word. And vorbeigefahren is one word. Although we can attach this vorbei to a range of different words.
Mm-hmm. And does it really matter?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Andrea's face there was something else. Mark, for goodness sake, of course it matters. So why does it matter?
Otherwise, we can say nothing matters about correct German.
Okay. So vorbeigefahren is one word. And it means drove by, as it were, drove past.
Yes. And the reason why I'm even mentioning this one word or two words is because we can take this for by and attach it to so many different verbs. And it always, the for by never loses that same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so it's vorbeigefahren, vorbeigeschwommen, vorbeigeritten. you always know that someone went past the cinema or yourself, etc., etc., in some mode of transport.
Okay.
Okay. So, and the same works with the other ones. So, we looked at weiter. So, Fritz ist weitergefahren.
Yeah.
So, he didn't stop.
He drove on. Yep.
Yeah. Oder Fritz ist zurückgefahren.
So, he drove back. Yeah.
Oder Fritz ist weggefahren.
He drove away.
Exactly. And again, we can attach these to different verbs. And that's what's so nice about these, that they don't lose their meaning like in other separable verbs where we see that one verb means kaufen, to buy, and then you have ein attached. And the ein, why would that now mean shop?
I see, right. Okay, so the verb stays, it takes the same meaning and it just has this adverb stuck to it as part of...
Which also has meaning.
Which has meaning, yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, you see now my excitement about this?
I can see your excitement, yeah.
Genau. So, let's look at some examples here. We have zurückrennen, and I'm going to give you a sentence that I would like you to translate for me. Als Martha merkt, dass sie den Schlüssel vergessen hat, rennt sie zurück.
So, als Martha merkt, dass sie den Schlüssel vergessen hat, rennt sie zurück. So, when Martha notices that she has forgotten the key, she runs back.
Genau. Sehr gut, super. So we now took rennen, but if she had been on a bicycle, then we would have said, radelt sie zurück.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I have another example where I used the prefix weg, so away, and I used the verb schwimmen for this example. Der Fisch schwimmt weg, als die Kinder sieht.
So, the fish swims away when it sees the children.
Yeah, genau. Sehr gut. The fish might not have other modes of transport.
Well, indeed, yeah. So, I don't think they'll cycle away.
Probably stick to schwimmen here, yeah. And here what I have is also interesting because we're looking at weiter, the prefix, but I used lesen as the verb. And lesen is not something where you
have not movement. No.
Okay. But it's something that you can continue doing.
Yeah, I suppose your eyes are continuing moving across the words.
Genau. And so we have the verb weiterlesen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tim, du kannst gleich weiterlesen.
So Tim, you can continue reading.
Yeah, genau. Super.
Andrea, you said that we have the verb weiterlesen. So if I look up the dictionary, will I see hundreds and hundreds of verbs that start with weiter, or are they not really going to bother putting them in a dictionary?
No, I don't think anyone will bother doing this because it could be so many. It can be in combination with so many verbs. And that's why I think it is quite useful to have this lesson on these verbs because we learn about the possibility of expressing concepts with these four prefixes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that all makes sense.
So we've learned today that we have this group of special prefixes that we can attach to different verbs, and they behave like separable verbs. Mm-hmm. And we see this in particular when we look at the past tense, the past participles that are built with these prefixes.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays, you might mock me for this, but for me, this is very significant.
Okay.
I will never mock you. Even the past participles are now one word. Yeah, and I'll give you a little example. Sibylle hat den kaputten Pullover in den Laden zurückgebracht.
So there, zurückgebracht is one word.
Genau, yeah.
Okay, so Sibylle brought the broken jumper. I don't know how it's broken. Is it?
Yeah, something's not good about the jumper. Yeah?
Okay. Uh-huh. She brought it back to the shop.
Genau, das ist richtig. Yeah. So, Mark, as I said before, this is one word, zurückgebracht. But you will see, and our learners will see this in two words, zurückgebracht. Maybe because it's a text that is older than this rule, or maybe because it's a person that had left school by the time this rule was introduced, and it's maybe not so important for their lives to learn this new rule because they're still understood and it's all good.
Okay. And is there any change in this in terms of in Austria or in Switzerland, or you know, is it the rule everywhere?
No, this is the same
standard
for
German.
All. So when we look at this, that was in the 90s when all the this reform of German spelling happened, and there are some rules that the Swiss said we are not going to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, and that includes the rules with the SZ, because the Swiss never had an SZ, so these rules were a little bit insignificant for us. And that also includes maybe some words that come from French, and the Swiss, they really wanted to keep the French spelling of these words.
Okay.
But other than that, all varieties of German pretty much stick to these rules that were introduced in the 90s.
Okay, I think we have heard enough about these separable verbs, and I think it would make sense for us to move forward to our conversation, and that's going to happen after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, welcome back. We are now going to listen to a conversation. Andrea, tell us a little about this conversation.
Yes, so we're going to meet Florian and Manuela, who are visiting a city and they are lost. So they want to go somewhere and they need to ask for the way and also see if they can find a bus.
Okay, so presumably if we're talking about being lost and moving around, there will be some verbs of movement and perhaps maybe a weiter or a zurück or a weg or something like that in there with the separable verbs too.
Yes, exactly.
Let's have a listen.
Mann, Florian, wir haben uns total verlaufen. Ich habe keine Ahnung, wo wir sind.
Ja, ich bin einfach den Anweisungen des Rezeptionisten gefolgt. Er sagte, wir sollten einfach nach der großen Kirche weitergehen. Ich verstehe gar nicht, wie das passiert ist.
Ich frage jetzt diesen Mann da. Entschuldigung?
Ja, bitte?
Vielleicht können Sie uns weiterhelfen. Wir möchten ins Kunstmuseum an der Beethovenstraße.
Ach, das ist an einem ganz anderen Ort. Woher sind Sie denn jetzt gekommen?
vom Hotel zum Weißen Ross.
Ah, ja, da gehen Sie am besten wieder dorthin zurück. Und von dort überqueren Sie den Platz und auf der Müllerstraße gehen Sie 100 Meter weiter. Sie können von hier auch den Bus 53 nehmen und dann einfach, wenn Sie am Rathaus vorbeigefahren sind, an der Haltestelle aussteigen.
Ah, gut, das machen wir. Vielen Dank. Wann kommt der nächste Bus vorbei?
Der fährt alle 15 Minuten. Viel Spaß im Museum.
Danke.
Danke. Okay, komm, wir warten dort an der Busstation. Ich will nicht wieder alles zurückmarschieren.
Ja, ich auch nicht. Komm, wir schauen, wann der nächste Bus kommt.
Ach Mann, da ist ja gerade einer. Komm, wir rennen.
Oh Mann, der ist uns jetzt gerade vor der Nase weggefahren. Jetzt warten wir 15 Minuten.
Ja, macht nichts. Leider habe ich die Stadtkarte weggeworfen, nachdem ich Kaffee drüber geschüttet habe. Aber wir können ja mal auf dem Handy schauen, was dann sonst noch in der Nähe ist.
Gute Idee. Nicht, dass der ganze Tag an uns vorbeizieht und wir kaum etwas gemacht haben.
Ja, genau. Schließlich kann man die Zeit nicht zurückdrehen und übermorgen fahren wir ja schon wieder weiter. Die Zeit geht ja immer so schnell vorbei.
Okay, Andrea, what was happening in that conversation?
So Manuela and Florian are lost. They wanted to go to the Kunstmuseum, but despite following the instructions of the receptionist of their hotels, they are now somewhere where they have no idea where they are.
Exactly. And Manuela suggests that they ask someone.
Yes, and it's very funny because he said, so where did you come from? And they said, the hotel. And what did he say?
He thinks they're better going back to the hotel and start working from there. It's like, oh, you don't want to start from here.
Yes, exactly. So they thought they would be quicker by taking the bus to the hotel and wanted to just look when the next bus is coming and what happens.
Will they just miss a bus? So that a bus just drives off and then they've got to wait another few minutes for another one.
Yeah, 15 minutes they have to wait and they can't even look exactly where they are because Florian threw away the map because he had poured coffee over it earlier.
Exactly. Fortunately, they've got their phones with them and they can look at the map on their phones.
Aha, exactly. Maybe they should have done this before they started walking.
Well, I didn't like to say. Now, they don't want the day to go by without having made the most of it, because I think they've only got 2 days left in that particular location.
Yes, that's correct. Übermorgen, so the day after tomorrow, they're already heading home.
That's right.
And they're complaining about how things just pass so quickly.
It's always the same when you're on holiday. you try to fill your holidays with things, but there's never enough time to do everything that you want to do.
That's correct, yes.
Now, we're almost finished this episode, I believe. However, there's probably time for a little something else.
Yes, we have noch eine Kleinigkeit. And this is an expression. Es ist zum Davonlaufen.
Es ist zum Davonlaufen. So, it is... from over there running or something
not
like that.
Not at all. Not at all. This means this is very annoying. I want to walk away from it. Yeah? So davonlaufen is to walk away from it.
Okay.
And so this is what we say if we're really annoyed and nothing goes well. So, oh, es ist wirklich zum davonlaufen.
Okay. Right, so es ist zum Davonlaufen. I just want to get out of here. I want to walk away from this. It's so annoying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, hopefully you don't feel that way about this particular episode of Coffee Break German. We've tried our best to go through these separable verbs and understand exactly why there is an important point about the fact that they are written together and they're not separate words in certain situations, like in the past participles and so on. Andrea, vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank, Mark.
Of course, we'll be going through the conversation in detail in our bonus episode, and to find out about that, and indeed the video version and the extra materials for the bonus version of Coffee Break German Season 3, head to coffeebreakgerman.com. That's it for this episode. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.